Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to the Empowerment Place. This is your host, Valerie Burrell. Excited. Can I tell y'all I'm excited? I'm not going to elaborate on the excitement. Just know that it is an exciting time to be fulfilling purpose in God's kingdom. It is an exciting time to be experiencing the manifestation of what God has in store for you because of your obedience. It is an exciting time. Hallelujah. And welcome each and every one to our broadcast on this evening. Our topic is one that's just been hitting me all day long, and the Holy Spirit's been just speaking. And so I thought I'd bring it to our audience tonight. The question, was that God or man? Pose this question, how often have you been swayed by man to walk into something that God has not endorsed? I'm guilty. I don't know if you are. But this evening, I want to chat with our listening audience as we discuss the importance of not being anxious for anything. The Word tells us don't be anxious, but also to be patient and wait on what the Lord has for us, the opportunities that he has in store for us. So tonight, that's what we're going to be talking about. Welcome our callers. If you'd like to join this conversation, please press 1. I'll bring you live, and we can dialogue and make this happen. That's where we are tonight. We give you praise in advance for what the Holy Spirit is going to reveal to us. I thank you, Father. I thank you. I just thank you. I can't thank you enough for who you are, for what you've done and what you're doing in this season. God, I give you praise. I give you praise now, counting these things done in Jesus' name. Amen, amen. We do have a few callers on the line at the moment. And again, if you would like to enter into this conversation and dialogue with me, please press 1 and I'll bring you live into the conversation. But yeah, so I pose the question. I'll bring it up again for the new people who just called in. How often have you been swayed by man to walk into something that God has not endorsed? God has been dealing with me. Holy Spirit has been dealing with me all day long about doors. I think if you look at the Facebook page, on the My Reality Revealed page, there are doors. And I'm talking about, you know, every opportunity is not God. So we have to be intentional about waiting for that divine door, that opportunity that God has given us. If you looked on, I don't know whether it was the Empowerment Place page or my page, one or the other, there's another door, because the Holy Spirit to me that too many people are stepping into things that I didn't have anything to do with. And then when things don't happen, they get upset with me, like I did it. And I didn't do it. I had nothing to do with it. They made these choices. They did it. And y'all, how many times have we gotten, we've gotten upset with people for our choices? How many times have we been in so much of a hurry to make things happen? 4:6 tells us. Yeah, I know. Philippians 4:6. Reads this way. Oh, don't be anxious about anything, but in everything, by prayer and petition with thanksgiving, present your request to God. Sometimes we're faced with opportunities. We're faced with situations where we are really not seeking the Holy Spirit for guidance. We're not praying. We're not fasting. We're not engaged with the Holy Spirit. Just know we heard God. How many times I heard the Spirit of God say that the Lord was going to bless me the Lord was going to bless me. Well, praise God. If you woke up, you blessed. If you got activity of your limbs, you blessed. If you got blood running warm in your veins, you blessed. You got a roof over your head, you blessed. Your children still, come on. Come on. Okay, yeah, he wants to bless you. He wants, the word tells us that he wants to bless us. He wants to bless us. He wants us in good health. He wants our soul to prosper. He wants all these things. But because we have ideas within our own mind that will dictate how we respond when certain things show up in our lives, there are many times that we're stepping into a situation, stepping into opportunity that had nothing to do with what the Holy Spirit had spoke to you concerning the blessings of God. One thing that I find, people who don't know who they are, people who don't understand their purpose, are those very people who are anxious to move. Can I get an amen in the house? Can I get an amen, husband? He gave me a smile. I'm going to go ahead and take that as an amen. How often is it when you don't really know who you are, and sometimes you find yourself trying to vicariously live through others because you see in them. And Holy Spirit, my husband, I thank God for him. He's helped me with this these last few weeks to not get in my feelings because of the actions of others. But he reminded me that when you are doing things, if you are effective in doing things the kingdom way and you're using the kingdom models and you're using kingdom systems and you're speaking kingdom language, you want people to feed off of what you do. And I share with them, babe, you are absolutely right. I thank God that I'm able to make an impact in someone else's life. However, I do not want anybody, I want y'all to hear me clear, I don't want anybody to be found guilty trying to live out their life according to what they saw in Valerie and not fulfill what God has called them to do. Not fulfill that thing that has been mandated for them. I don't want them to miss it. I don't want them to miss it. And so it's in those instances when people become anxious because they're not clear on who they are and what it is they're supposed to do, that they will jump at whatever opportunity knocks. Are y'all hearing me? I pray you're not guilty. I pray you're not guilty. And if you've been guilty up until this point, I pray that moving forward you won't be found guilty again. Can't just jump on everything that presents itself without really praying and seeking Holy Spirit for guidance, because not everything that shows up is God. We've got a few callers on this line, and I know that everyone on this line right now got a word in their belly. And if you're in a place to share, please press 1. If you're able to come on the phone and dialogue with me, I would love for you to share your experience. I'd love for you to share your testimony. I'd love for you to share your insight for our listening audience on this evening. Woo-hoo! Woo! Woo! Yeah. I think about, you know, even in that moment, telling my age, back in the day there used to be a game show called The Price is Right. And there would be a door number 1, a door number 2, and a door number 3. And you would have the opportunity to pick the door based on whatever the trick was or the question was, or if you had the right thing in your purse, whatever it was. Based on your response, you got an opportunity to pick the door. You got to choose the door you wanted the gift from. Sometimes there would be a wonderful gift. Sometimes there'd be the gag gift. And the Holy Spirit, I believe, revealed that to me, because sometimes when we're anxious and we go through that door that's been presented by man and not God, it might look like gold. It might look like diamonds to find out you got glass and electroplated metal. There's no value. There's no worth. There's nothing there that's going to bring about what it is you're seeking. It's not anything there that's going to substantiate you. Prayerfully, it'll be something there to help you learn a lesson. But my brothers and sisters, we have got to be careful. We have got to be discerning. That's another thing that happens. We're so anxious sometimes when opportunities present, we are not discerning. We are not praying. We're just jumping at the opportunity because we say, we heard God. But you've got to be careful. You've got to be careful. We've had a few more callers join in. If you'd love to join this conversation, please press 1. I'll gladly bring you live. But my brothers and sisters, we really want to get to the place where we are able to understand and discern that when opportunities are being presented, that it's not always God. Husband, I need you. Would you just share your insight on this?
Thing that I would say that is, it goes back to just one of my spiritual mentors, what I was taught is we have to learn how to engage Holy Spirit in everything that we do. And the word says pray without ceasing. That keeps you connected. That keeps you grounded, and that keeps you focused. Sort of the little coach inside of us.
Mm-hmm. That's good.
To get us to do the right thing. Because everything that, even when we talk about food, everything that smells good,
don't
taste good. Everything that looks good is not healthy for your body.
Yeah, yeah.
And so in a spiritual sense, we have to just think that way and tap into what God would have us to do that way.
That's good, babe. That's good. That's good. That's a good analogy. I hope everybody can attest to that. You've been in that place one way or another. You see something and you'd be like, oh, my God, that looks so good. And then you taste it and you'd be like, oh, that's not so good. Or you eat something that you said, oh, this is so good. And then your body says, oh, no, this is not good for you. We have to be discerning in everything, whether it's the food we ate, the places we go, the assignments we accept, the company that we keep. We have to be discerning in all of those things because sometimes when you begin to gain momentum in what it is that God has called you to, my brothers and sisters, don't get so busy that you take your eye off of what God is doing. Don't take your eye off. Don't lose your focus. Stay very focused on his intent. And I've been even in conversations just a few minutes ago, how God just orchestrates and puts you in place to have conversations with people who are on a path and on a journey and really want to fulfill what God wants for them. She shared with me how she had a dream and she had a vision to get something done, and she reached out to an individual who said that they were legit. She began to share with this individual and, you know, give them the idea that the Holy Spirit had given her to find out that this person wasn't legit. And she said her heart was broken. How could somebody do that? But again, my prayer is that, Father, she learned something. Yes, Holy Spirit. So let me just drop this nugget as well. When you're getting insight and instructions and strategies from the Holy Spirit about vision that he's given you about what he wants you to do in the earth, please, my brothers and sisters, be careful with who you share that with. The same way every opportunity is not a God opportunity, every person you encounter is not always someone who really has your best interest at heart. Often you will engage individuals who want to suck the life out of you. They want to steal your idea. They want to sabotage your name. They want to stab you in the back. I'm not being negative. I'm being real right now, y'all. You're going to encounter people who don't have your best interest at heart, and they will present themselves like they're brand new money. But it's not their truth. I'm grateful to God for a woman of God in Las Vegas, Nevada, who dropped some wisdom on me today, Dr. Cheryl. I'm grateful for her obeying the Holy Spirit. Encouraged me with a dream or vision that she had about transformation of mind, about coming to terms with our truth, about dealing with those things in our lives that keep us in bondage from fulfilling what God wants. And a part of what she shared, I won't share it all because I believe that the Holy Spirit is going to further give her instructions to bring this forth. But how it affected me is that for where I am right now in this season of my life with my husband, I know that opportunities are going to come. I know that they are. I know that I'll get phone calls. I know I'm going to get some inboxes. I know that I'm going to get some emails for opportunities to come to different places and minister. I know that they're going to come because I've gone through a process. I've laid aside some weights and some sins that would have so easily beset me, and I'm now running this race that God has put before me with patience and allowing him to reveal to me what it is I need to do, where it is I need to go, and that plan will I only follow. I know that for every call that I get, somebody is going to get a no behind that one. For the emails that I get, some of them I'm going to just have to decline instantly. Some of them I may have to pray about. Some of them I will know instinctively that this is God. But I've got better sense than to know that I can say yes to every invite that comes. That I'll say, oh, I'm on my way. I cannot. I will not. I'm going to discern. I'm going to pray. I'm going to have communication with my husband who covers me to ensure that I'm doing the right thing so that I won't be ensnared by the enemy. Because, y'all, sometimes we've made that choice. We did it ourselves. We decided that's what we wanted to do, and we did it. And then things got crazy. And then we were like, oh, God. Lord, Lord, Lord. And he's like, why are you calling me now when you should have talked to the Holy Spirit before you engaged in this whole thing? You didn't talk then. What do you want me to do? And we want him to rescue us. We want him to get us out of trouble. We always do that. It's like he's our fallback guy. But he should be our go-to guy from the beginning. We should seek him for the guidance. Seek the Holy Spirit for the guidance. He will guide us in all truth. Seek the Holy Spirit. Like my husband said, pray without ceasing. That scripture I read from the beginning, being anxious for nothing. But when prayer and supplication, seeking the Father for what needs to be done so that we're not tripped up because we want something to happen so quickly. Why do we always want things to happen so quickly? Why can't we just patiently wait on the Lord? Wait on the Lord. Be of good courage. Wait on the Lord. Why is it so hard to wait? Oh, bless your name, Jesus. We got about 10 minutes left. Again, callers, I'd love for you to share your insight, your interest in this topic. If you've experienced this, I'd love for you to share. Just press 1, and I'll bring you live. Amen. Oh, bless your name, Jesus. Bless your name, Jesus. Oh, God, thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you. God bless you.
God bless you, Apostle Benny and Apostle Valerie. How are you this evening?
Wonderful, Apostle Gloria. How can
Amen.
You listen to this dialogue on tonight?
Oh, my God. I feel like I've lived it, and relived it again. When it comes to waiting. And I think, you know, not realizing that there was a process for me to go through even more than what I had been. I knew God had called me. I knew God had chosen me for a work. And when several opportunities had come, I was just so excited that they had picked me out of the number of other people that they could have picked, and that these were doors that God was opening for me. And I really got excited. I was like, I'm good, raring to go, to only find out that they wanted to use the gift that God had placed on the inside of me for their benefit. It wasn't to help catapult me or take me to another level. It wasn't to groom me. It wasn't to assist me. But they saw what was in me and felt that they could use it for their vision and for what they were trying to do. And it goes back, you know, when they talk about pimping the Holy Spirit, they were trying to pimp me. The different things that I was able to bring to the table, they ended up trying to use it against me. And I really believe that if I had waited and really operated with discernment and, as Apostle Benny said, engaged the Holy Spirit at that time, I may have missed some of the bumps and bruises along the way. But even in that, I say thank God, because not only was it discernment now, but the experience of being able to see it coming, per se, a mile away. Oh, that looks like what that was, and then really focus in on what I'm seeing. And as you said, pray about it before doing anything, before making that move. So, to God be the glory for waiting. I love to say God has 3 answers: yes, no, and wait.
Amen. Amen.
And we need to learn how to wait. Amen.
Amen. Amen. God bless you. Thank you for sharing.
God bless you.
We thank God for Apostle Gloria sharing that. I mean, all of us in one way, shape, or form have had some type of experience where we missed it. And I can admit it, prayerfully you can admit it too, that you chose to go through a door that was not God's plan. And then once you got in the room, you were like, I messed up. Now, God, I need you to give me a way of escape. I need a way of escape. God, get me out of here. Get me out of here. And because he loves us, he'll give you opportunity to sort of backpedal. backpedal. But still, it's up to you. Because sometimes it's even when we've gone through the wrong door and we recognize that it's wrong, if we're not in the right place, if we're not rooted and grounded in the Word of God, if we are not in tune to the Holy Spirit, if we're not dying daily, putting our flesh under subjection, even when we recognize it's wrong and we're trying to backpedal our way up, the enemy will entice us. Because the enemy know what we like, know how we like it. We talk about it enough. We give him all the tools he needs. It don't take rocket science for him to sway us. Because sometimes we talk too much. Oh, that's another conversation. But anyway, we have to be careful. Because even after we recognize it and we don't do anything about it, do you understand the accountability that you're going to have to deal with because of your actions? Even when he presents the opportunity for you to get out of it and you choose not to, sometimes we don't understand how costly those choices will be. Oh, God, how costly those choices will be. There have been times, y'all, y'all know I'm transparent to the end. There have been times years back that I knew that I was close to something major breaking through in my ministry. I felt it. I mean, it was so clear. Doors were opening and God was moving. And I got scared because I was like, God, I can't do this. And so I willfully went out and did something. I sinned, thinking, ha, I'm disqualified now, God. Ha! Ha! Like I did something. All I did was set myself back. Because he didn't change his mind about what he wanted me to do. He didn't change his mind about what he called me to be. He didn't change his mind. None of that changed. I was still valid. I was still anointed. I was still chosen. I was still called. I was still his apostle. I was still all those things changed. I just prolonged it because I chose a wrong door. Knowing what I was doing because I was fearful of being accountable to what God had called me to. And so I say this to you, my brothers and sisters. Be discerning. Be prayerful of the opportunities that are presented to you to ensure that what you're about to step to, what you're about to say yes to, who you're about to encounter, it's connected to God's plan for your life and not an opportunity for man to misuse and abuse you because of their own agenda and platform. It's time for us to get busy. It's time for us to truly be about the Father's business and to get done those things that he's placed us here in the earth to do. Yeah. Amen. I pray this has been a blessing to you as much as it has been for me just having this conversation. Babe, thank you so much for adding in tonight. Apostle Gloria, thank you so much for sharing. I want you all to join us next Sunday as our guest will be Minister Ami Oaks here from Bluefield, Virginia. She will be our guest, and I know that it's going to be a powerful word from the Lord through her. We invite you that if you have prayer requests, we are intercessory prayer. Our intercessory prayer is Monday, Wednesday, Friday morning, 5 a.m. Please send us your prayer request and we will intercede on your behalf. As always, we encourage you every day, do something to empower yourself. But once you've been empowered, we want you to take the responsibility to empower someone else. We say we love you so much. God bless you all. God loves you best.